This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Back here on a Friday. Yes, we are arriving at the weekend. Nick and I will be off on Monday. I don't know if you knew that or not, but Martin Luther King Day, we'll have some special programming for you. The Martin Luther King Monument in Washington, D.C. is absolutely one of my favorites.
I want to go to D.C. so bad when I can, and that's one of the places that you told me about, and a couple other people told me about as being a really nice place to be. So I hope to do that.
Well, right now, the National Mall is completely shut down, so you're going to have to wait a little bit and surrounded by National Guardsmen. We changed the Facebook profile picture to that picture I took of that monument in honor of Martin Luther King's birthday on Monday. So I hope everyone has a safe day, maybe spend a little time reflecting on things. Mayor Julie Moore Wolf joins us. Mayor, happy Friday to you. I hope you're doing well. We have a lot of things to get to here, so I'm going to jump right into it.
Sure.
What happened with the Macon County Board last night?
They decided to move ahead. I did not attend the meeting, but they decided to move ahead with reopening businesses in the county. And basically, they put some conditions in, some things that these businesses need to do. And I don't have the full list, but it's health conscious things, you know, like they don't want people sitting at the bar, standing at the bar. You need to be seated, you know, and limiting capacity. And, you know, Brian, in some respects, this can work. The mayor of Chicago, who has been very vocal throughout COVID, you know, her take on things now is that businesses need to open because people are having house parties that are not regulated in any way.
Okay. What about the health department?
It's my understanding that, well, the health department, and I'm going by what I saw on the TV news, the health department is obviously disappointed that they will no longer have the powers to enforce the rules that have been set out from the governor's office during the pandemic, which pretty much call upon the health department that if a business is open that shouldn't be open because the governor's office says it shouldn't, that they have the power to shut them down. My understanding is they no longer have that authority.
And then how does that supersede the authority of the Illinois Department of Public Health?
Well, that's a good question. This is all such new territory, and I'm probably not the best one to answer realistically what that all means. City Council will be looking at our ordinances on Monday and try to figure out the best course of action for the city to take. Now, you have to realize that anytime we've had grant money come through regarding COVID or other agreements we've had with the state of Illinois since this began, part of our agreement with the state in every one of those says that we will adhere to the rules and regulations of the state. So it could put us in a really bad situation.
Let's talk about the local numbers. National numbers are off the charts. And if you look at Los Angeles and you look at some areas in California and elsewhere, I mean, it is an absolute disaster right now. Thankfully, our numbers seem to be heading in the other direction, which is a good thing. But we did have a passing of a Macon County resident over the last 24 hours of reporting, and the cases were, I believe, was it 49?
No, we had a big spike. I want to say it was like in the 70s. I'm trying to recall off the top of my head, but it's the first day we've seen a noticeable increase because the numbers every day this week have been in the 40s. But we had a pretty big spike yesterday.
I apologize. Now, yeah, yesterday it was 72 newly confirmed cases. I was looking at the day before's information.
Yeah.
You are absolutely right.
But it could be just a delay in cases being counted. We don't know the turnaround time for every one of these entities that's getting these processed. So I'm hoping it's just kind of a one-day blip. The cases nationwide are very concerning, and I spoke with the governor yesterday about his big fear is this new strain. He said it's in Indiana. You know, it's coming. And the problem with this being, you know, we're doing our best to get as many people vaccinated as fast as we can get the vaccines. But the problem is this new strain spreads so much faster than the one that we've been fighting for almost a year. So it is concerning about what could be ahead. I think we're all hoping that, you know, spring is coming. This is what the vaccines are coming. We're going to see businesses open up. And we're going to move forward. But I think we're all so tired of this and done with this that we're like, okay, game over, when a whole new wrench has been thrown in.
I would mention that the Macon County Health Department has transitioned to phase 1B of the vaccination plan, but all of their appointments are currently taken. And they will notify us, and you can follow their Facebook page. And if you've left a voicemail, they'll respond to them in the order of which they received. They do not have any appointments available right now. How overwhelmed are they?
Well, they've done a really good job, and they've had a whole lot thrown on their plate. So, you know, there's such a demand for this vaccine, and especially, you know, there is a plan to deploy it, but, you know, you look at the 1B category, and it's pretty full. You know, we've got people 65 and over are now qualified to get the disease. You look at people in agricultural production, which would cover ADM, Tate, and Lyle. That's a huge number of people are now able to get this vaccine. Educators in our schools, they're now, I mean, you start looking at the massive numbers, and we're not getting, we don't know week to week how much vaccine we're going to get the following week. So it's incredibly difficult. We're doing our best to keep this organized and fair and make sure that none of the vials are wasted, because when you open a vial, you have to have the people there to take the shot for the doses that are in that vial. And, you know, if it's four, if it's five, if it's six, you don't want to waste one dose. So plus we have to have the organizational capacity to make sure these people come back for their second dose. So I will be looking forward to the day when we get a one-dose answer so that we don't have to struggle quite so much.
All right, I will leave you with this. According to the Herald and Review this morning, I know you had mentioned a TV report, it will continue to be the responsibility of the county health department to monitor businesses to assure that they are adhering to these requirements. So I'm not quite sure where the confusion is, but we will get to the bottom of it.
And like I said, I wasn't at the meeting. I don't have any of the documentation that what the board actually voted on. So I will take a look at that Herald story. And, I mean, the health department still has some powers, but my understanding of the direction they were going was that the powers that they the job that they were told to do during the pandemic is no longer what they're supposed to be doing, according to the county.
I wonder how far we could get as a county, as a city, as a state, and as a nation if we just quit playing politics and all pulled in one direction.
Well, that's always the goal, is to look for the win for everybody. This has just been a very strange thing that a health crisis became political almost from the start, and I think that really got in the way of everything.
It did, but I can guarantee you, without even knowing how individuals voted, I guarantee you it is split right down party lines.
Well, we'll have to take a look. I don't know that.
No, but would you make a bet against it?
I'm not very good at betting.
Okay. I'm just saying, I mean, that's how predictable some of this stuff has become. And I don't mean to demean it. These are serious conversations, and we should have all of these conversations. It just shouldn't be political. We are all in this together. This virus does not give a damn whether you have an R or a D next to your name or anything in between. It just doesn't.
No, it doesn't care how old you are, how rich you are, or where you live. It's just coming for you.
Mayor, have a great weekend. We'll be off Monday. We'll see you Tuesday morning. Mayor Julie Moore Wolf.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.